You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator. What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Perfect.
You don't have your microphone today.
Is that okay?
No, it's fine. No, just like the red nose microphone. I'm used to it.
Oh, the wah, wah. Yeah. I'm good. I had a good birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy late birthday. It was the day before. Yeah, it was the day. Okay.
It was yesterday.
I texted you.
You did. You don't worry. It was good. I went to the beach. I had people meet me and we just kind of frolicked around and
I saw
had a little tent set up.
Oh, cool. What beach did you go to?
Just like Marina Del Rey, kind of between Venice and Dock Wilder.
Okay.
It's nice. It's like, it was beyond the jetty that separates from like the Santa Monica Pier area where it's like,
yeah,
really crazy. It was like, yeah, it was more empty and nice, and it was like chilly.
Where's Ginger Rogers Beach? Is that in like Southern California, or is that like
No. That is probably 20 or 15 minutes up from where I was yesterday.
Okay,
like
it's gay, right?
It's fully gay. It's right by. It's like on the border of Santa Monica and Malibu.
Okay.
Yeah, it's fucking gay.
It's like, that's like their
Jacob Reese.
Yes, Reese.
It is.
Which has blown up in recent years, honestly.
Recent.
I see from social media, but I don't go.
Oh, I never participated when I lived in New York in beach culture, except literally the day that you and I had to go get your car from Port Tilda. That was literally the only time I ever went to the beach, was when you and I drove.
I've only ever had bad memories at New York beaches. So
yeah. I mean, that was fun. We had fun, but it was literally the only time I was at like a Brooklyn beach town was that day.
Did we go and then we couldn't even get the car?
We couldn't get the car, but then we like drove around and took pictures of like the houses.
Oh, in front of houses. Yeah, we took, because there was like really weird like McMansions.
Like it's a very Italian, like almost look like Italian banquet hall houses.
Yes. Yeah. Very like mini brownstone.
And then we came home and went to a rave.
It was very like girls season one.
It was.
Yeah. Our lives were very girls season one at that point.
Yeah. I mean, you would be like, we're filming tonight.
I wouldn't even be on because I'm brown, so. Like in season one of Girls, was there ever a brown person on that show? I don't even know.
I think they brought people in later.
We brought them in. Well, happy birthday. I'm glad you had a great birthday.
Thank you.
How was your Easter? You're Catholic. Easter, so.
I was my fiance was out of town and mm-hmm. I was alone.
Okay.
And it was actually kind of nice. Like I just
As God intended
for gays to be alone on Easter.
Jesus was alone for some of Easter, so.
And I'm his age now. When he passed, so I feel.
Oh really? Do we? 33. I didn't know.
That's apparently the age of Jesus when he was.
Okay.
So cruelly taken from us. But I had like a Whole Foods pizza and.
Okay.
You know, it was nice. It was cute. I went to
a house party in like West Village. They have it like annually. It's these two gays. They're like theater gays, and it was a Steel Magnolias theme party.
Oh,
so Blush and Bashful were the colors. Yeah, everyone was wearing pink, shades of pink, and all the picture frames in the house had like, God, what are the names? Like Weezer and
Dukakis.
Yes, rest in peace. Just taken from us so cruelly. You know, and all the characters, Truvy, and so like there were pictures of them everywhere. They had balloons. They had to step and repeat. I drank.
Oh my God, that's like really cute.
It was cute.
Did you drink rosé?
I don't like rosé. I'm actually an orange wine drinker. Do you know orange wine?
It's
like the new craze. You know of it though, right? I think it's basically like white wine, but it's kind of like I don't know if I'm using the right. You would think so. I think it's like a mental thing. You think it's citrusy, but it definitely has its own flavor. But I think it's like, I'm probably like butchering this, but I think it's like distilled the same way that like red wine is. So the sediment is in there. So that's why it has the orangey kind of complexion.
Anyways,
I prefer it. It's like a white wine, but it's like a little tangier, I guess. And maybe it does kind of have a citrusy, I guess. They're going to drag me in the comments.
That feels, I feel like I was seeing that on Housewives.
Huh. Oh.
I feel like they were drinking it, right?
I'm like Ramona when she had the Pinot Grigio and she couldn't name the region of France, what it was.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She was like Provence or something.
Yes, exactly.
So you were drinking tangerine wine.
Yes.
On Easter and just like
just texting exes.
Being the gayest.
Yes.
Truly the gayest scene in the West Village.
Yes.
Steel Magnolias, day drinking.
Yes. I did a brunch before that too. Yeah.
Where?
So, was in bed by like 10, so it's perfect.
Well, that's the best
thing about day drinking. Get spun out of control. Unless it could also spiral the other way.
Unless you, yeah, unless
as you well know.
I know well. I know well with you. And if you bring in another element, then
it yes,
goes into a
quick spiral kind
of event horizon.
I love that.
Where we go, where we day drinking is truly where we're going. We
a
don't
test
need
of will.
To see. Yeah, it
a
is.
Test of will. It's a, if it's anything,
it's a gauntlet, and
it's also a diet if you want it to be, because you can really just keep drinking and completely skip lunch and dinner, and then next thing you know. You're just like I ate like a Luna bar today, and you're just like, you're like, next thing you know, you're on the rooftop at the Standard, and you're like, I think I had like a rice cake this morning. I don't know, but the gays,
I just had a memory of us being at Metro and for like one of their Sunday barbecues, and I was so drunk,
truly the gutter.
I tried to pay for a drink with one of the food tickets.
Yeah, well, that's what it is, right?
No,
like buy one get one, isn't it?
No, it was something. It was like something that had nothing to do with buying drinks, and I tried to pay for it, and you watched me, and you were dragging me. You were like, you were watching me. You were behind me, and you were like, "Did you?"
Probably just gave you money. Like
you were like, okay. "Yeah, I think you were like, just take this." But I was like, I mean, we were living together at that point. But
yes,
I was. You were just like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I mean, that's
Laverne and Shirley."
We were.
I have a new obsession on TikTok. You like follow people on TikTok, right?
Yeah.
I don't even follow you on TikTok. Do you TikTok a lot?
Not really. I once in a while I do, but what were you gonna say? Because I have thoughts.
So I don't actually like create content on there. Sometimes every once in a while, if I'm like drawn to it, if it's a really good audio, but just follow people. And right now, my current obsession is this person called Psionic. Psyiconic.
Okay.
One second. All day long, I'm getting work texts. Sorry, just one second.
Don't worry. Don't even worry.
Okay. So following this person called Iconic, I posted about them on Instagram, and it's this.
I saw that.
I don't want to misgender them, so I'm not gonna. But they wear like these like Brillo pad wigs, and just get on lives with complete strangers and just troll the fuck out of them. And they have these different characters called Tammy Joe, who's kind of like a country born again Christian. And then there's also just like all these different characters. Do you know who I'm talking about? You do, right? I think you saw my story, maybe.
Let me look.
Yeah. I think it's gone now.
Was this Psyiconic?
Psyiconics. P-S-Y Iconic. Pretty cool stuff. Okay. You checking it out?
Well, I just want to see if I saw you post about this person. That way. And she does like duets with people, or are they actually speaking to people? Like a chat roulette kind of thing.
Chat roulette, basically. Like an unhinged chat roulette. More unhinged than chat roulette, if that's
they're doing like deep character work without like on unsuspecting people, basically.
Complete. And like randomly a lot of very country people, like, and then she'll add the music over it where it's like it's like the banjo music. It's just like,
wow,
it's like fucking nuts.
I would watch a show of just
of that. Yeah, totally, absolutely.
Like a 20-minute just quick Adult Swim kind of show, or like late night. You remember the late night Adult Swim or MTV, where it was like Celebrity Deathmatch and that kind of thing?
Yeah.
I want that kind of style of show again, where it's just weird, deep internet. Andy because Milonakis like kind of shit.
Yeah. The Tom Green show.
Yes. Like that was and even Jackass, like Jackass. That kind of style, that stuff was just like, it existed in this sort of netherworld of nightly television that we grew up with. And it was so, it kind of tapped into that late night psyche where everything is funny. And like that style of like that person on TikTok, like that would fit in really well with that genre.
Agree.
I mostly follow people on TikTok that I'm like cringe.
Yeah.
But fascinated by.
Yeah.
There's this person, I almost don't want to speak his name, because you know those people that you find where you're like, there's so nothing, like it's so pure and you don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
But I've seen people posting about him, so I think it's okay. His name's Griff. Have you seen this person?
Don't know who this person is.
He's this like supernatural twink who and I feel like he's sort of trolling,
like Jubilee, but male.
Yeah, I feel like he's sort of doing a bit, but it's he lives in Vegas. He goes to like some university, like University of Las Vegas, or whatever. And it's just him, and he has this very specific way of talking. And he's always going out to, and he's just always the nightlife of Vegas every night. He's like, tonight I went to the iconic Bellagio Hotel, where we went. We ate at the amazing Mayfair restaurant. So Delavant.
Oh. That's amazing. I love that already.
And then he'll randomly be with like Carrot Top. And he'll be like,
oh, okay. Be like, I guess that happens in Vegas though.
It's like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, tonight Carrot Top took me to Shania Twain at the iconic Mirage. She was everything you'd imagine and more. Like that. It's just,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just, it's next level. And he's so unabashed about it. And it's
very affected.
He's always with some kind of sugar daddy, and it's just amazing. Mm-hmm. And I truly my favorite person on TikTok. Like I think he's like, I think he's genuinely iconic.
I'll be researching after.
Iconic.
Iconic.
And then there's this guy, Axel Weber, who I think is a government plant.
Okay.
his brand is, or his narrative is that he's a young, hungry actor new to New York, and he's living in this, like, one of those micro apartments that you see in, like, 2020, where it's like...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's all about utilitarian living. And he's always, like, he's always giving tips on how to make it in New York on a low budget. Now he's like signed with like ING models. He's okay. Like,
yeah,
but he's still cosplaying as like a poor person.
Okay. Yeah. Most people in New York.
Right. But he's, he's so it's fucked up. And I think he's, and he's doing things like he kind of narked out one of those like sidewalk markets, those pop-up markets that are illegal. He like narked out a location for one, and the police did a raid.
What?
And I'm just like, are you?
Oh, are so you he's the governor informant. Yeah.
I think he's like working, and I think he's trying to promote utilitarian living because things are going to start running out soon everywhere. So I think the government's like putting him in. That's my theory.
They're is pushing him to the forefront.
Yeah, to like.
Ben Psaki's behind this like, somehow.
Yes.
Did he get invited like, to the White like, House yet? Like all the other TikTokers.
I mean, probably soon.
Yeah. Speaking of TikTokers, Coachella, weekend two. Okay, first off, complete and utter, like, fell off. Like, they fell off. Like, it was happening. I completely forgot that it was happening last weekend because I saw no posts from any notable celebrities or anyone cool, for first off. It's just, like, pedestrians. And they're all wearing Sheen. And it's like, you look like a fireman from Tron. Like, it's not like the looks are very like all over the place. It's like a vinyl hoop skirt with like,
yeah,
with like pigtails. Lots of
hoops.
Yes.
Hoops. It did low key. It, as they James say, Charles kind of fell off.
James Charles never disappoints, though. He always gives it.
He tore.
Tore something.
I have to say. As like, fucked up as he is, when I saw his outfit, I was like, you know what?
No, I'm at honestly.
Least, at yeah. least he's giving.
No, totally. Like, you know? If you're going to be James Charles, you have to do that. The way he mixed the weird Terra Chip looking tube top me from felt
I saw fabric. That. I saw that tweet that you did.
Yeah.
it was true Chip life.
Yes. And it was just like covering his little bitty itty titties and he just newly BBL'd body and he put on those Carhartt pants with it and yeah. a pair of Yeezys. And I was just like, you know what? I'm so glad he's here because nobody else is doing yeah. anything that's even worth talking about. So like he's a train wreck, but I'm so glad that he's there.
Yeah, he's
you know,
he's at least he's giving the camp.
He's giving us the... I love mess. Yeah. So
yeah, and what was anyone like people were there was a nope. roundup of outfits that I saw and I was like these are all flops.
Yeah, flops. I not one Vanessa Hudgens photo dump.
I wonder if my theory is that they're all everyone's afraid of getting canceled now that they're all like even if yeah. it's something as innocuous as going to fucking Coachella.
Yeah,
they're like
yeah.
no. Yeah.
I wonder how I ticket sales are compared to I mean definitely down.
Yeah, I mean, it looked crowded, but who knows?
Who knows, yeah.
I feel like, I'm sure COVID has just
yeah,
kind of ruined live music forever.
Saw a clip yesterday from, it was like Lizzo and Harry Styles, who apparently is the star of Coachella this year, Harry Styles. The darling.
Yeah, he's the darling. He's the darling headliner. Of Coachella.
But they were singing I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor and I was just like I could not pick two voices that I don't want to ever hear together. Like it's just like the like honestly not a minute of rehearsal time. They just went and winged it. And it was just like, what is she doing up there with him? And what is he doing up there with her? And what does the song have to do with either or one of them? And
I think that's like the flop. That's like the new thing, right, in Coachella, right? Like they bring out someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Did I just see Stevie behind
Who
you?
Who would you bring out? Yeah, she's running around here somewhere. She just
I would bring out
she just walks around.
Oh. I would bring out the Blair Witch. Or I would bring out No, I take that back. I would bring out Rita Repulsa from Jurassic Park, from Power Rangers.
Ooh, that's good. Come out of the doesn't she like pop out of something too? Ah,
pops yeah. out of like ah, she pops out of like an egg.
I would
bring... or I would bring out Pan's Labyrinth guy and just have him go.
Just like go through the crowd doing that.
Just like good. Walk up, get into people's faces.
I would do. Why am I blanking on his last name? I'm terrible. I love him. He's an icon. He's a gay icon. The aerobics instructor, Richard.
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons. I'd bring him out.
You'd get him. You'd rescue him from whatever horrific situation he's in right now. And
yeah.
Get him on stage with you.
Ezra Miller like was arrested again.
They are... They need to be extradited from the state of Hawaii to the mainland.
It's and wild.
The state of Hawaii is in a state of emergency.
Yeah.
Because Ezra Miller is terrorizing the
tropical storm Ezra Miller. It's like, between Ezra Miller and DaBaby, they are just like terrorizing the US right now. It's fucking
what's
nuts.
What's DaBaby doing?
Always beating someone up. If there's one thing DaBaby gonna do, it's gonna offend people and assault men and women unprompted. Like
recently?
Yes, like literally two nights ago, he was literally on video beating up one of his artists from his label, I guess, backstage at some concert. It's like not even a random fan. Then like a week ago, I'm not even laughing about this one. He was literally caught on camera sexually assaulting a woman, like grabbing her tit, like trying to kiss her. And she's like, no. And he kept like pulling her to like kiss it. If y'all don't lock him up immediately, yeah.
I did see that video.
If there's one thing he gonna do, it's assault anybody.
Violate and assault.
Yes.
Well, and Ezra is a menace.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ezra, they're literally breaking into people's homes and and saying like, calling the wife of a guy that he met at a bar the slut, like threatening to kill them.
Oh my god!
And he threw a chair at someone, I think.
Yep. According to police, Ezra allegedly became irate after being asked to leave a party and reportedly threw a chair, striking a 26-year-old female on the forehead, resulting in an approximate half-inch cut.
Half inches for a cut, that's no joke.
Is Hawaii a red state?
No, I think they're like kind of doing their own thing.
Okay.
It's like where Tulsi Gabbard is from.
Oh, well, basically red then. She's a fucking Russian implant, if I've ever seen one. Yeah. She's a fucking Russian asset. Yeah, they're going to get Ezra Miller's they-them ass and put them underneath the jail. That's what they're going to do. I swear to God, them red states don't give a fuck. They said, you hate a woman? Nope.
He?
they.
Jane.
Jane.
They assaulted a woman a few years ago on camera. They put a woman in a chokehold. They're very into. Also, they did an interview once.
Tulsi Gabbard gonna get their ass. Ooh, Tulsi Gabbard gonna get their ass.
Call in a favor, Tulsi. They did some interview a while ago where they were talking about basically having a harem of love partners.
Okay,
and he. They called their sexual partners a very strange name, like something very cringy and like
Love Bugs.
When I heard it, yeah, like something like that. Mm-hmm. But it was, they were basically describing like a sex cult.
Okay.
It was in some like a GQ profile or something.
Hmm.
And they were like, yes, I'm polyamorous. I don't believe in monogamy and I have many partner. Like it was just very, not that that's why they're
I feel
on
like,
a rampage.
Yeah, no.
But
I feel like we're living through the early 80s again. Like it's repeating.
I agree with you.
Because economically, literally the kind of the recession that happened in the late 70s leading up to before Reagan, before we're kind of like on that downswing right now. Also, I think religiously, there's like a lot of like televangelists and it's like this extreme right kind of like sentiment that's like very anti-gay.
Anita yes. Bryant.
Yes. I need more pie in the face, Anita Bryant, and less Anita Bryant sending newsletters out to families across the country about how gays are pedophilic and all this stuff. I think also with like just the advent of cults and stuff like that, that's also something, a satanic panic kind of idea. I don't know. I just feel like we're kind of like history is repeating itself and we're kind of like living through. So maybe
I actually said this. Yeah, like I have had this exact thought about satanic panic. I think that we're the groomer of it all. Mm-hmm. The hysteria in Florida, like that's spreading to other states. Yeah, we are heading, I think, in a conservative backslide of some kind. And it's,
yeah,
I've also noticed too that there's weird,
the pendulum is just swinging very
right, but on the other opposite side, the very online Gen Z, like uber in quotes left, or just very like,
yeah,
but not even left, just like extremely online. Mm-hmm. They're also, there is a sentiment on that side that's also very puritanical and like anti-sex, and
yeah,
they're all saying that people are grooming them to when they're all like 25.
Yeah,
and like it's weird to see it paralleled on either side.
Yeah,
and it's very, they're very different, but in that way they're kind of similar, and I wonder if that's makes it even more of an indication that we're heading into some kind of strange,
yeah,
Puritan era. No,
or if it means that the pendulum just swings and we're gonna finally live through the good part of the, well, there was no good part of the 80s because, you know,
yeah, birds. I mean,
but right. It's but you know,
yeah,
can we get out of a recession first? Can we get these rent prices down?
Yeah, isn't there some crazy, specifically this week, wasn't there some kind of like Mayor Adams didn't do something, or he's refusing to, what did I see about,
oh, I don't even follow him anymore because it's just like, so, you know,
what is his,
he's so fucking weird. Wait, real quick, on the topic of arrests, A$AP Rocky was arrested this week.
I saw that.
Rihanna and him were returning from Barbados on Thursday. 10 officers were waiting for Rocky when they got off the plane at a private terminal, at which point a shocked Rihanna is said to have looked on as he was arrested. I guess it's been reported that he was arrested on that day in connection to a shooting that happened in Los Angeles, your city, in November.
Shit. Where was the private air? Was it like,
I mean, A$AP is literally the name of his gang. What airport? I'm not sure.
Was it like Jersey or something?
I'm actually not sure. I don't know. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, and then there was a rumor that he cheated on her, right?
That's not true. I think that was just started by someone online. Yeah,
I didn't believe that. I mean, why would you?
I mean, he's a dirtbag. Don't get me wrong.
No, but you can't.
But it's like, you can't cheat. It's like literally you can't cheat on her. It's impossible.
No.
It's like mathematically, it doesn't really.
Damn, Rihanna. I mean, I
actually don't think that like females would allow you to. Like they would be,
no,
like,
they would be,
no, I'm not gonna have sex with you. No, that's, you're Rihanna's.
They would also be afraid.
Yes, as they should be.
They should be. Yes. That sucks. I mean, Rihanna
literally has a baby on the way and now her baby daddy is locked up. She's getting the full baby daddy treatment early. It's fucking nuts. Taking jail calls, pregnant, and all that money. Such a fucking shame. Imagine being a multimillionaire and you fucking, your man's in lock, you're taking jail calls.
She's almost a billionaire, I think.
Do you accept this collect call from ASAP, please? And she's like a millionaire. How depressing is that? If she don't go marry that fucking billionaire Saudi guy. Remember that guy? He was so fucking hot.
Yeah, those pictures of them like basically fucking in a pool.
Loved him. What happened to him? Why do you have to marry a colorist? ASAP Rocky is like a noted colorist. He's made very like colorist comments in the past. So,
oh, like what?
Just literally saying that like women of a certain skin tone should not wear red lipstick or different shades of lips. Like, it's just like very misogynistic. And then he was also making comments about how like he, the Black Lives Matter movement early on, he was like, this doesn't affect me. I'm not involved in that because I live in Soho. That has nothing to do with me. It's like, you're from Harlem. Yeah, no, you can look it up. You can Google it. He's like, I live in Beverly Hills. I live in Soho. That shit don't affect me. I'm not with that movement. Like, essentially just like distancing himself from like, that's, I don't know. It's like, he's trash. I can't.
I feel like Rihanna
picks these men.
She's had a tough go with some of these guys.
Yeah.
I truly don't think there's a cooler famous person.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know, this sounds trite. Like, I truly just want only good things for her.
Mm-hmm.
She deserves not this.
Yeah. No, same. I mean, you know, and I have all the space in the world to be completely fucking angry with her. What has she done for me lately? You know how long I've been asking for this fucking album? You know how many times I've prayed? She's giving me nothing to work with, yet I'm here.
Yeah, but you know, that is what is that's what makes her so genius, is that she, it's almost like the longer she waits, the better it is.
I don't know about that, because at this point you could say the Rihanna album drops at midnight and I'd be like, cool, I don't really know what I'm gonna do with this. But like, the world, the musical landscape has changed so much that, yeah, I think that Doja fills the space of a lot of different artists.
She's now pretty amazing.
I mean, yeah, maybe we'd listen to Rihanna, like, but I just don't think it would hit the way it would have hit. It's true. The musical landscape has changed, and there's so many people that are, but who knows? Maybe it'll come out. I sound like a hater right now, I really do, but I love her, but you know.
Don't.
Those are facts.
The Navy will come for you.
Let them.
Yeah.
I saw a TikTok last night of a girl was like, posted a TikTok and she's like, my first experience at a gay club in Atlanta, and it's just these two men driving off, and there's like a queen sitting in the passenger seat. They're like in a two-seater Mercedes convertible, like a early 2000s model, so it's not anything like current.
Yeah.
And they're driving off in the middle of a crowd, like in a crowded parking lot, and as the guy's driving slowly, some guy just starts punching the driver as he's driving, and then the guy starts punching him back, and he has his foot on the gas still, so he's still driving and punching, and then he hits a car and then hops out of the car, and then starts, and then they start fighting in the street, and then that was it. And then today she posted a part two. And the part two is them fighting in the parking lot. And then he punch the guy from the car, punches him, gets knocked over, then says, fuck that. And then runs back to his car really quick, opens up the trunk and starts grabbing for a gun. And people start screaming and it cuts off. I'm praying that there's a part two or a part three.
Wait, were they two gays fighting?
Yeah. Yes, it was all gays. Yeah, it was a gay club. Okay, I'll send it to you after this. Maybe I'll post it on my Instagram for everybody. Yeah, it's fucking nuts.
They they like square up to fight.
Yes.
After they get out of the car, and then he goes to retrieve a gun.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing. It's so fucked up. But it's like, so
fucked up.
It's so gay. Wait. So sorry. Oh, okay.
1 second. Okay, sorry.
No, that's just like, I'm not sure. I mean, that's terrible, but it's also like, so there, you see them like being a couple, like fun night, driving off together.
So fucking nuts. Yeah, no.
And was it like, was it like a robot voice being like, my first time at a gay club? You know how some TikToks have that?
Yeah, like I love that robot voice. So good. It makes them so much funnier.
It does. Speaking I did a TikTok. I did a TikTok recently where I used that voice, and it was a photo. It was a video of me walking up the steps to a Cheesecake Factory, and yeah, I had deodorant stains on my shirt, and it was like, and people were accusing me of having sweat stains, and I was like, do you guys not know that deodorant can stain fabric? I'm just saying, TikTok.
Deodorant can stain, yeah. Well, if you've owned a shirt for that, how old is the shirt? Because after a while, it starts to permanently stain it.
It's old. And I've washed it. It's just.
Well, sometimes you got to just let go.
I know. But I was like, the bad faith on TikTok is astounding.
It is really bad.
I'm like, guys.
People will eat you up.
They'll do. And it can be something as innocuous as the video I posted. And it's like, you fucking disgust me.
It's the kids. They will eat you alive.
They will.
Back again.
Wow.
Like we never left.
To be behind the paywall.
Safe back
still,
here.
Still safe.
Mexico's going to pay for it.
I feel cozy. I feel safe. I feel like...
Imagine being like the construction company or the contracting company that was like commissioned to pay for, or to like build the border wall. And then they're just like, stop, go. Like, what do you think they're even doing right now? Just preparing the material still, just in hopes that he gets back into office.
Oh my God. Do you think he'll win again?
Could very well. Yeah. He's going to run.
Oh, I know. I'm sure he'll run.
You know who? I think Ron DeSantis will also run.
He's scared.
Ron has a very, yeah, Ron could very well beat him.
He scares Ron the shit out of me because he actually believes in the ideology that he's.
Yes.
Trump doesn't believe in anything.
Yeah. Which
is also very dangerous because then he can become like a sock puppet for people. But
yeah.
When you have someone that has.
He's more drive.
Has the charisma, has the pull, and also believes in it. Mm-hmm. That's where you get like. A very dangerous person.
Yeah. Poor Disney.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I guess they're just like filling out their timesheets.
It's very weird to come after Disney when you're like the governor of Florida, because it's like, you know, it's like the largest employer. Also, you don't fuck with Disney adults. Disney adults are like fucking nuts.
Especially Disney gay adults.
Gay adults, like another breed.
Well, it also feels very like if he's willing to go there, it's such a blatant attack on like kind of an established institution.
Yeah. What won't he do?
What will he do? Like, and it's, you know, and it sounds kind of silly because it's fucking Disney, but like it's also like it's a precedent.
Yeah. And imagine what he would do on a national stage.
I know it's terrifying. My family lives in Florida now, and they live in Miami, and you know,
do you like it? Lawlessness.
I mean, Miami's kind of like
It's a little blue.
It's like its own little. Yeah. It feels almost like, I mean, English is not the first language. It's cool that way. Yeah. It feels different than the rest of Florida, but.
Speak American.
Yeah, but it's like
you're in America. Speak American.
I think people like him there.
In the South, yeah.
People love him in Florida. Like everyone loves him there.
People forget that Florida is the South.
Yeah, it's like the most South.
The most South, yes.
Yeah.
Why does Kelly Dodd pops up on my feed a lot again still. I don't know what happened there, but
I have to ask.
And Bronwyn too.
You guys, weren't you, wasn't there a hot second where you guys were close?
We were friends, yeah.
Before she like...
got fucking nuts.
Went like QAnon?
Yeah. She wasn't always like that. She was cool. I've talked about it on the podcast many times. Before she met Rick.
I thought she was always really funny. And like had strangely salient points about, especially like the OG ones. Like
yeah.
She always, and then she just sold out to that
Yeah.
brand of thinking, I think.
I think it's always fun when there's a disruptor that comes into the mix. You know what I mean? You needed her. I think God, her energy kind of came in. I mean, the years that she kind of bust through the doors of that show.
Amazing.
Wouldn't give them up for the world.
I mean,
calling Shannon actually a cunt at sushi.
Yep. I actually just rewatched the episode when they're in Ireland and they're on the bus.
So good. So good.
It's all in night vision. And
yep.
And Kelly,
why don't you shave your chin? You got a beard. Yep.
But there's this moment when Tamara goes, I want to know what else did Vicky say? And then all of a sudden in the background you just hear Kelly go, and Tamara goes, oh really, Vicky? And it's just like she's just spreading chaos.
I know, those were the years. It was amazing.
You just see her head turn really quickly.
It's amazing because you could not pick a pettier group of women, like women that will throw any one of each other under the fucking bus.
All of them.
It's
all
just like nobody cares about any kind of like friendship, nothing. And truly wild.
Actually, Megan King had good reads.
Yeah. On people?
Yeah.
Or good reads. Yeah.
Like she had good intuition about Vicky. She
yes
was the first one to call out Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
She
even realized how toxic and crazy Kelly was. She was just like, oh, this woman is not well. Yeah.
And like,
she'll be with your baby.
Yeah.
She'll be with your baby. And she's like, what the fuck?
I know. I mean, Megan, she freaks me out.
Oh, she does? I like Megan, yeah.
You do?
I do. We talk.
Okay. Oh really?
She's nice. No, it's fine. I don't. She's not behind the paywall, unless you are. And then if you are, thank you.
Well, it's not B, it's me. So she can take it up with me.
But yeah, I don't know. They've really lost it. You haven't been watching this new season, so good for you.
No, but I know that there's a new housewife that
kind of very unwell.
Who's been? But she's had a thing with Shannon. Was it? Who was her main nemesis?
Heather Dubrow. She's really getting under Heather's skin because she doesn't really suck up to Heather, and she kind of just likes to poke her, and she really but it's not good enough to like I think they need like another year for like the storm to brew, you know.
Yeah,
and bring in one more chaotic character.
I was happy that Heather came back.
Yeah,
I always thought Heather should be on Beverly Hills.
Yeah, but it's like, we have enough of that energy, right? It's like, God, give OC something. It's like, yeah, Heather's probably the best person that they could have brought back.
I will say, as
you love a Tamara.
Well, yeah, she's classic, but I will say, as deeply unhinged and problematic as she is and despicable, I miss Vicky.
You do? Ugh, so, she's so her, like...
No, but old... I'm talking about old Vicky. Like,
yeah, it doesn't exist anymore.
No, but she... Yeah. No one was funnier than old first few seasons Vicky.
Oh, Vicky.
Yeah. And, I mean, nothing is funnier than her planting trees in Costa Rica in the rain and then being like, one day we're all going to die.
You know what's sad? One day we're all going to die. And everyone's like, what? So fucking nuts. Taking pills right before the reunion. Vicky, are you okay? She's like talking about how she took like Xanax and she's just sitting there while they're screaming at her. She's like,
yes.
Yes.
Mother, mom, mom, could you just please tell me that you love me, mom? And her mom going, no. My God. I'm sorry.
One of the most iconic moments in Housewives history across the board is her getting the phone call.
About her mom?
Reenacting that. So
all right, it was not
sorry, I'm not laughing.
I mean, it's whatever. Can laugh. Her mom was also an evil bitch.
Yeah. So
who withheld and tortured Vicky her whole life. So
what do you feel about what's going on with New York?
Okay.
So there's two things happening, right?
There's
the legacy show that'll probably be on Peacock, and then they're going to fully reboot
the regular. I'm probably just going to watch the legacy show.
Really? I'm the opposite. Everyone feels that way, and I'm just so shocked.
Who I think they should bring in. They should bring in Kelly Catrone as a bring her in to be sort of on the level with Leah as like a downtown girl.
You know that they're friends. They're really good friends.
Well, then bring her in.
I was at, shout out Leah. I was at Leah's book launch party and Kelly was there. And
that, how great would Kelly be on the show?
I've said this a million times. Everyone's tired of hearing me say it. I'm all for, although I love Leah on the show. I think Leah could still be on the show. Like, I think it's, there's no need to take her off for me.
Okay.
But like everybody else, like, I don't really care to have any other names on the show. I would love to see new women that we have never met. I just love the idea, like Salt Lake City. We didn't know any of them. And it was just so nice to get to know complete strangers that don't come in media trained, don't know what they're doing.
You're right.
We need that energy. We need the energy of a drunk housewife who has no idea. Oh, I have a mic pack on. Here's something going on. And
I want like young, terrifying, but like chic downtown moms, Tribeca moms. I want a power lesbian.
Yes. Yeah. They're going to do definitely that.
Like a trans woman. We need that representation. Like I want queer. I want like,
yeah,
more women of color and just like actual New York.
Yeah.
And
absolutely.
But I want some, like, I want it to all be mixed and just throw, and you're right. If you throw them in together in the beginning, they're all on the same footing and they have to find their way together.
Yeah. I don't want somebody that comes in and it's like, I know what's going on here and I have a name and I have a brand to protect. I want them all to be on like an even playing field of like, I don't know what this is, but we're.
Yeah. You know, and you also don't want someone coming in that has to like teach about racism to white, and like,
please,
that's no one's job.
Yeah.
And they should just bring in, so everyone's on the same footing and they can all just duke it out and it's more level. And it's like, no one's having to like explain anything to anyone who's already been there for 12 years and has an ego.
Just bring in normal fucking intelligent women who know what fucking racism exists in the world and like,
but so I want, but
to
I
like retread all this fucking information. It's like so exhausting.
But I want them to be a little crazy too. I want them to fight.
Oh, absolutely.
Like there, you can have all these kind of different kinds of experiences and life perspectives, but they can be crazy too.
Yeah.
A queer woman can be insane.
Oh.
And messy.
More often than not.
And maybe bring them all. It's like, it's all like, yeah, I want that.
I don't want Ebony ever again.
No, she wasn't. And I honestly felt bad for her because she was coming in to a disadvantage of having to like at a very tense time.
I agree.
All these women were telling on themselves and sort of like all on guard. And it was just really fucked up. And she was kind of annoying, but she also like, it wasn't her job to like
teach them life lessons about being in unity, you know, and like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
That's not cool. And it was uncomfortable for everyone and especially her. And like, they fucked her over with that.
Yeah.
And it's like how, it's kind of like how Bravo fucked over Tiffany Moon.
Dallas. She was the best housewife they had in a minute.
I loved her. And she was
What? I'm open to them having a Texas franchise, but not Dallas. If they really wanted to do full diversity, they could really relocate to Houston.
Or Austin.
Austin, yeah. Houston would be really diverse.
I would love that.
I think that's something that they should really do.
Well, you're biased.
I'm as a
Houston gay.
As a hottie.
Yeah.
It's an H-town hottie.
Yeah.
I don't know. So, I mean, I've heard rumblings, Faces by Bravo. He's been on Stephen. I don't know if you're Stephen Krugel. You've heard of him. He's been on here several times and he said that he knows for a fact that they've been casting in Tennessee.
So there's Nashville? Like a Tennessee.
Yeah, I think it's Nashville.
Ooh.
Which is interesting.
I would also love like,
I want like a Motor City one. Give us like a Detroit suburbs one.
Yeah. Or like,
you know, a Midwest, just like,
or like Oklahoma City.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Create, like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Or honestly,
New Orleans.
I also want My top choices are, I'm biased, but I want Philly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Real Housewives of Philadelphia.
King of Suburban. Prussia.
Yeah, like Main Line.
Yeah.
And I want
Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill.
And I want I want San Francisco.
San Francisco, but Real Housewives of Wine Country.
Real Housewives of Wine Country, or like Silicon Valley, and see that fucking show.
Yeah, that would be fucking nuts. Married to like a tech bros.
Yeah.
Freaks and Fleece, as my friend Jonathan calls them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Real Housewives of Chicago.
Please.
Where
is it?
Simon and I watched Mob Wives Chicago.
Oh, so fuck. If you guys have not.
So good.
If you guys have not watched it, it takes everything that's good about the original Mob Wives, but it just speeds it up. And it's like the drama just happens so much like in a blender. It's like there's no downtime.
It was literally one of the greatest first seasons of a reality show I've ever seen. And it almost felt like Real Housewives.
Lea DeSimone, a fucking icon.
Amazing.
You know what I said to her? I'm just going to beat her fucking face in.
Yeah.
That's what I said to her.
But also with that horrific, like that heavy, heavy Chicago accent.
Chicago. Yeah.
Yeah. What the fuck are you talking about?
And that, I'm going to rewatch that actually, because it is so good.
And that ghoul of a...
Christine?
The
one that's kind of like Danielle Staubish.
Yeah.
She drives a minivan. She's an ex-stripper. Literally.
No, not her. She was actually the most normal one by the end of it.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I'm talking about...
Nora.
Nora.
Oh my God, a gargoyle of a woman. Her eyes, she looked like when you soak a body and like you find a body in the bottom of a lake and its eyes turn like glassy blue. That's her eye color. It's like dead blue. Like,
and truly the finale of the whole, and this, we'll never get this show again, but the finale was her digging up her dad's corpse. To find out if she didn't think he was actually there. Okay.
It wasn't there. Oh, you gave it away.
But
we're behind a paywall.
My God. It's and who is guys, that awful please. Blonde one?
Oh, Renee. Oof. She's my favorite one. I loved her.
She was great, but she was terrible.
Her daughter.
Oh my God. Her poor daughter.
Oh. You guys have to see it. It's worth buying. Just buy the whole season to own, honestly. Because you know what? Mob Wives, the original one, was good, but it did have seasons kind of ran on. They didn't need to be as long as they were. Just kind of like could have been chopped down because it started to be the same stuff over and over again. Rita, I'm going to beat her fucking ass when I see her. And it's like, okay, you can only do that so many times. We could like probably get this down to just 7 episodes as opposed to a 14. Because if you're going to.
Chicago,
I'm gonna go buy her boutique and I'm gonna beat her up in front of her fucking boutique.
Yeah. And this big Ange being like,
oh gross.
Oh my God. Oh my God, I felt like I was in a horror movie.
Oh my God, everyone was fighting. I didn't know what to do. We didn't even have any fucking cake. They was throwing cake everywhere. Yeah. Oh my God.
We didn't even get to sing happy birthday. Or eat the cake. It was so sad.
Oh, Wedge, that's terrible.
Oh, it's so sad. He was so good looking. My husband's a cheating, drinking, stay out all night kind of drunk.
You know, but those are the good guys. Those are the wise guys that I...
I miss the wise guys.
so fucking good.
I'll never be like that again.
Oh. And her friend Linda.
Linda was great, but Chicago was like crisp, pure.
Yeah.
Nora, it's worth it to watch Nora being a fucking crazy person.
And the fact that they filmed it all in the wintertime of Chicago, which is just so dark. It is just like they're driving and it's just like they get out of their cars and it's like the salt stains on their fucking cars and they're wearing these like giant puffer jackets and you could tell it's negative 10 degrees and it's like, this sucks for them. But it's amazing for us. Yeah, it's dark. Loved it.
But I need that. I need more of that kind of housewife energy.
We should check in on Renee Graziano sometime soon. I know she was recently arrested for drunk driving, and then literally as she gets out of jail, she's driving and on Instagram Live driving the car. It was like, and people are in the comments like, weren't you just arrested? And she's like, fuck you.
Pull over.
I know. Lara like, and fuck I, you, mind your business.
We're recapping season two of Mob Wife on SUP, and Renee, she's so good. She does a lot of unfortunate photoshopping to her face and body.
Yeah,
and I think she's a beautiful woman, and it's sad to see her kind of spiraling on social media.
There is one photo in particular where she is posted up on some velvet sofa, completely naked. You know the one I'm talking about. And she's got go-go boots on, no top on, and no panties.
On. She has a black bra on, no underwear, and her body is twisted in a way that's...
Bitch, the way she looked like the green M&M. It was giving green M&M. She had on when it was little boots and that smirk on her face, and I was like, it is so
she had no torso,
so insane.
She had basically a neck and legs coming out of her neck,
the green M&M. I'm so sorry. I mean, she's a fucking icon.
We tried to get her to come to our show that we did in New York, and she almost came.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And then she was like, I'm so sorry. I have a family commitment. Would have been an honor.
One of my tires just blew out. Fuck. Can't make
it. And now she follows Lara and me. So like, I'm always afraid to like say anything about her. But when we said that we were recapping season two, she commented on she went, oh hell yeah. She went, everyone needs a little she said, everyone needs a little midwives in their life. Midwives,
because she spelled it love. Yeah, so good. Fucking nuts.
Oh yeah.
Fuck yeah. You are not watching Jersey.
I'm not, but I know Teresa's apparently reprehensible.
Yeah, it's like, it's to the point, because you know I've always kind of been a little bit of a tree hugger. In the sense that, like, I just, like, I love the way Teresa looks. That's why, like, she's got such a look. And
yeah, she's got something.
She's that the razzle-dazzle. Mm-hmm. She's, like, gone beyond the point now of, like, defense. Like, there is just, like, not really anything left. And I think
what's she doing?
I'm just throwing food at Margaret, and it's like, it's her, and all these years you realize that like she's not grown one bit, and she doesn't fight well, she doesn't learn how to fight better, she just kind of like also is one of those people, if she's fighting with one person and she makes it everybody's problem, and if nobody stands on her side or like defends her, then it's her against the entire cast. And I'm just sick of seeing that same show. So I feel like, and I think a lot of people are feeling that way, that's the sentiment if you look on Twitter. We're the loudest people, all right. But I feel like her days on the show are kind of rounding out, I feel. And it's kind of sad to see these housewives, these OGs, kind of go out that way. I always said that Teresa was going to be the last one standing. Now I'm thinking maybe it might be Kyle.
Kyle will be, she's going to be on forever.
I think Kyle will be on forever because Kyle makes nice with new people.
She does.
She does, and she doesn't care about seniority. She's not in on the joke. It's like Lauren Conrad on The Hills. Everybody else would join The Hills, and then they're like, this is really cool. We're getting a paycheck now. And they're all like fighting, and then they're like laughing about it. And Lauren Conrad is the only one crying every single episode. And everyone's like, why is she crying? It's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, that's Kyle. Kyle is like really invested in that this is her life, and everyone's like, okay, it's not that deep, girl. Like,
yeah, but she evolves with the show, which is
true.
She's very savvy in that way, and I think she knows what she's doing. And I think Teresa, for all the experience she should have, she doesn't know what she's doing still.
Yeah.
You know, it's, she's very I thought jail would have humbled her. And it's felt like maybe it did for a minute, but she's reverted back into whatever.
I agree. It's not even like seeing that kind of experience be wasted on her. It's actually more seeing the All-Stars trip be wasted on her, and the like how people really started to like her from that, and then she's kind of squandered that completely. Did you watch All Stars, right? Did you?
I watched the first like 3 or 4 episodes.
Yeah, but she was likable on it.
She what? Well, she was quiet.
She's just eating breakfast burritos and doing yoga and like just chilling.
Yeah, I think she honestly, and this is gonna sound mean, but I think she's just really stupid.
No, it's true. No, and no one's debating just, that.
No, and I think when you're really dumb, you're almost like brute like in your the way you interact. Like you don't interact, you react.
Yeah, yeah, it's
like
true.
it's like when you kind of go near an animal and they're just sort of like peripherally. Yeah.
She's kind of perfect for reality TV because she is so reactive.
She is, but I think at a certain point, she's regressed into this weird echo of herself.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something about her that was so like irresistible. And now she's just like, she's hateful. Yeah. She's jealous.
It's tired.
She's tired. And I think she's had a lot of trauma, which I sympathize with, but I think she's also like just dumb. When you're dumb and traumatized, that's a bad mix.
Are you watching Summer House?
No.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't fuck with that.
Why?
It's not because I'm like, I think Vanderpump really soured me with all those types of shows, but I know it's better than Vanderpump, but it kind of poisoned the well for me with like young straight people getting drunk.
Okay.
But now.
Yeah, that's very makes sense. Yeah.
My mom watches it.
Yeah.
She's a big Summer House head.
It's fun. It's just like a little light watch.
All right. I'll watch it. People tell me I sound like Carl.
Kind of. A little bit.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Or like, no, I've done impressions of straight guys and people say, this is Carl.
You want to do one really quick?
Like, hey. Like, you guys going to party tonight?
Hey, what's up?
Hey. Nice, nice. Awesome, man.
You any White Claws?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go sit over here.
All right, cool, man.
There's really nothing to being straight.
I'll catch you later, brother. Yeah.
All right, brother. Like the sound of that, brother.
Good to see you, brother. Brother. Get out of here. The fuck?
yeah. Those are the shows.
Well, I'm going to watch Jersey.
Honestly.
No?
Well, I mean, if you have time, but it's love them. It's always
how's Melissa?
Honestly, likable. I like Melissa. She's easy this season. She's not really having a bad season at all. She's just chilling.
Yeah.
Everyone's really chilling except for Teresa.
She's fighting a war with herself.
Yeah, she's definitely fighting. It could be so easy for her, and she just makes it so hard. It's okay. It's a war.
She's swatting at the air.
Yeah. Well, I love talking.
I love talking to you.
Yeah. It's been a fun day.
Have me back sometime.
Yes.
I'm noticing the light on your... Is it like orangey outside?
Yeah, it's like I live near a street light and it turns on. It's because I live next to like a bridge. And the street light underneath the bridge, like...
Where do you live now?
I live in Greenpoint, so right on the border on Graham. So like right on the border of Greenpoint and Williamsburg. Yeah, but it kind of casts like all day, like this weird kind of like orangey, especially when it gets a little bit darker, like right now. So
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah. At night it looks very Euphoria because it looks like Rue's bedroom.
Yeah, you're like sitting on the end of your bed.
I'm strung out thinking about my dead dad. Yeah, so.
Oh, can I see Stevie before you go?
Yeah, where is she? Hold on. Stevie. She's also like kind of deaf.
My old roommate.
Oh.
There she is. Hi, Stevie. Hi. Aww.
She is basically blind at this point, but yeah. But she's still cute. She needs a haircut.
She's still working it.
She is so sweet.
How old is she now? Like 13?
Oh my god. 17.
Oh, she's stately.
Baby dog. She's actually very healthy and very sprightly. See, now she's like...
She's going to keep going.
She is.
She's a cat.
She's going to outlive us all, that she Stevie.
Well, it's always a pleasure, B.
Always a pleasure. Do you want to tell the people one more time where to follow you on social if they didn't hear it the first time?
Yeah, eCario on Instagram and Twitter. And you can listen to the podcast I co-host, Sexy Unique Podcasts, where we talk about reality television as well.
Yeah, it's fun. It's good. Listen, guys, definitely do that. Thank you guys for subscribing to mine. And we will talk next week. Bye, everybody.
That was great.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.